The study was commissioned by the nonprofit American Indian Higher Education Consortium. It found that over 40,000 former students added nearly $4 billion to the U.S. economy between 2022 and 2023. That data was gathered from the 35 higher education institutions, three from Arizona, including the oldest being Dinant College.
The TCUs are a direct expression of sovereignty over our education systems that drive job creation in our local economies, that are land and community-based, and that are also grounded in Native culture and traditions.
Anna Wake Rose is Cherokee and the nonprofit's president and CEO.
But they're also economic powerhouses, and that's part of what this study shows, is that not only are the students who get educated there, but also the colleges themselves generate tens of millions of dollars for the state of New Mexico.
Democratic Congresswoman Melanie Stansbury, whose state is home to three TCUs, is hopeful for stable Biden-era funding.
As we're headed into the last 2 weeks before the end of the fiscal year, the White House and Republicans have yet to produce a viable budget. So we anticipate that the cuts that were proposed in Trump's budget are not going to go through because of the continuing resolution.
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Piatarazzo.